Mixing with Spiritual People, Part 1. We are all affected by those around us. People with positive energy inspire and energize us, while people with negative energy drain our joy and optimism. If we aspire to learn or improve in any field, we will associate with those who have more of the knowledge, experience, or expertise we seek. Good students apply to enter the best schools. Footballers try out for the best teams. It is the same when we are learning to meditate and exploring the spiritual life. As Sri Chinmoy writes, suppose there are 4 or 5 good swimmers. If you want to become a good swimmer, then you will mix with the swimmers. If somebody knows how to swim better than you do, then you will mix with that particular swimmer in order to learn how to swim better. Similarly, if you want to accelerate your spiritual progress, you have to mix with those in whom you have some confidence, some trust that they will be able to guide you and accelerate your progress. If you see that a thief or some other culprit is sitting beside you, then automatically your consciousness will descend because of the vibrations coming from him. Negative, undivined forces will come and attack you. But if you mix with those people who are leading a spiritual life and are trying to realize God, they will undoubtedly strengthen your aspiration. If you have faith and trust in these people, their very presence will inspire you. If you sit beside a spiritual person, he will be thinking of God, meditating on God, on divine love and divine peace. And this peace and love will enter into you also. So the best thing is always to mix with spiritual people as much as you can. Sri Chinmoy. Thank you.